You are now listening to the Solemn Attention Podcast.
To the Solemn Attention Podcast. I hope that you've been enjoying our Hip Hop in Therapy series so far. But before we end it, I want to take a couple episodes, you know, to talk about one of my favorite hip hop artists. I talked about it earlier this season, Tupac Shakur. Tupac has helped me grow and heal and develop. I mean, I can't even put words on it. I mean, when I am going through something, I go to hip hop to help me heal. Because, like I said in an earlier season, and of course, if you're, you know, psychology, therapy, and the research around that talks about how the stories, the experiences that our hip hop artists have went through, it builds a connection, right? And we can grow from that and hear their stories and take lessons from them. And so I want to talk about a famous poem by Tupac Shakur called The Rose That Grew From the Concrete. Don't know if you've ever heard this. I know a lot of people. Of course, we know his music. We know we've seen him act. And all the great things, if you follow him, if you're a true hip-hop head. But this is one of his most famous pieces, I believe. And it really summed up his life. And so there's some lessons that I want to pull from this. And so I'm calling this episode, the next couple episodes, as we close out Hip-Hop and Therapy, The Rose That Grew From the Concrete is the name of the poem. And that's what I want to focus on. The link to this poem will be included in the next couple episodes as well. So because I want you to get engaged with it and do some research around it. So here it goes. So The Rose That Grew From the Concrete by Tupac Shakur. Did you hear about the rose that grew from a crack in the concrete? Proving nature's law is wrong. It learned to walk without having feet. Funny it seems, but by keeping its dreams, it learned to breathe fresh air. Long live the rose that grew from the concrete when no one else cared. So there's a couple of, I want to pull from that. The rose that grew from the concrete. So in this first piece, I want to talk about the fact that, to me, I believe that Tupac, this rose symbolized his life. I believe that he was talking about himself as the rose, right? And the concrete, you know, we knew he lived in L.A., but he's from the New York area, East Coast. So, you know, that's concrete, right? That's concrete everywhere. There's not a lot of grass. And so the first piece is about this, because I'm doing these next couple episodes because I feel like that some of us are some roses in some concrete, right? Right. We are at some place. We've been some places in our life. We've had some experiences. And it's concrete all around us, just like Tupac. But. Just like Tupac as well, we can grow from that concrete. We can become something great from a place that nobody else recognized as great. Even with his imperfections, right? We see this rose grow. Roses are a symbol of love. They're a symbol of you know, love and happiness and all those good things, but you also got to handle the rose with care because it has thorns. And so I think that symbolizing the poem that we can be beautiful, but we can still have some imperfections, right? I think so many of us, we deal with perfectionism and we want to be perfect. I've dealt with it. But I wonder how our life would change if we saw ourselves as roses, something that was great, something that was dope, something that had meaning, something that had significance, but also something that was imperfect, that wasn't perfect. I wonder how our life would be if we could free ourselves from perfectionism and caring about people. And I wonder how our life would be if we could just realize that every day we're going to learn something about ourselves. Every single day I learn something about Solomon. And at the end of the day, I've come to the realization that if I stop learning something about myself, then I must be dead. That's life. That's growth. You're going to always learn something about yourself. You're going to always have these imperfections. But maybe we can't get to purpose, not because we don't have talents, not because we don't have dreams, not because we don't have the skills, not because we don't have the right relationships. Maybe we got everything we need for purpose. But the problem is, we don't see ourselves as value. We don't see ourselves as significant. We don't see ourselves as worthy because we feel like we got so many imperfections. The rose that grew from the concrete.